Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an hour of world music with a focus on the harp and all its forms from all around the globe. We're running the gamut of styles of music on the show today, from jazz pedal harp to classical, from the centaurs of Iran and India to the Egyptian kanun. To start off this hour from the San Francisco area, this is pedal harpist Natalie Cox from her disc A Harp Fantasia.
Thank you.
From the CD, Favorite Harp Concertos by Various Artists, we just heard Son en la Giralda, composed by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo and performed by harpist Catherine Michel. That was one of two concertos that Joaquin Rodrigo composed for the harp. And we began that set with Natalie Cox from her CD, A Harp Fantasia, with The Rocky Road to Dublin, a traditional Irish tune that was played on the pedal harp, followed by Song in the Night Improvisations, a Carlos Salcedo piece, accompanied by Dan Ryder on cello. Next up, Yolanda Condonassis performing a piece by American composer Alan Hovhaness.
Thank you.
From the recording, A Taste of Jazz Harp, published by the International Jazz Harp Foundation, we just heard a piece by a harpist named Rossetti. It was entitled Memories of Otterloo. And at the top of that set, we heard from Yolanda Condonassis recording Sky Music, a piece entitled Nocturne for Harp, Opus 20, No. 1, by American composer Alan Hovhaness. These next two tunes are from Azam Ali's disc, From Night to the Edge of Day. Oh.
Thank you.
from George Abdo and his Flames of Araby Orchestra. That was from the CD Belly Dance. We heard two tunes, beginning with Allah Ya Lubnan, translating as God, My Beautiful Lebanon. That was followed by Raqs El Malik, or Dance for the King. George Abdo got his start singing R&B as a teenager, and at the height of his career, he performed for thousands of people in various festivals around Massachusetts, including his stint at the Averoff Supper Club in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Some spectacular performances on the Canoon, another Harp family relative in those two tunes by George Bassel. And at the top of that set, we heard from Azama Lee from her recording From Night to the Edge of Day, which is her recording of Persian lullabies, beginning with Dandini, followed by Neni Desem. Some of you might remember Azama Lee's unforgettable voice as part of the trio Niaz, who performed here at Festival International in 2013. Azama Lee also plays the Persian santur, which is a harp family relative. Next up, we'll hear from Tarun Bhattacharya from his CD Sargam. Thank you. The CD is entitled Sargam, from Tarun Bhattacharya on the Indian Santur, a piece entitled Dunrag Kamaj. You've been listening to Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Visit our website for podcasts and playlists of this and other locally produced programs. That's at krvs.org. Just type in Harpistry in the search area on the homepage. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Rossini's vivid drama Tancredi is in an old-fashioned style called opera seria, but it shows us that in the hands of a master, even a fading tradition can still produce moving romance and riveting spectacle. I'm Lisa Simeoni. Join me for Tancredi from the Champs-Élysées Theater in Paris next time on World of Opera.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
I'm Cody Hiltz. Join my brother Danny and I for Japan Jukebox every Monday at 11 p.m. Come along on our weekly journey to the land of the rising sun for new episodes every Monday and Saturday morning at 3 a.m. for an encore broadcast here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.